Okay, well, I would just like to say a few things first, that I'm truly grateful for being here on your show, and also for being discovered by the folks at Creative and Dreams, Fred, Cannon, Rose Drake, and Paul Buono. The album is truly a second chance for me at music, and I will back up a little bit to explain why. When I started to get going in music, like performing and recording our first album and touring, we were really driven, and my husband was doing everything he could to promote me as the manager, and we had taken on a drummer and a guitar player, incredible musicians, Barry Taylor and Ken McBride, and we were really gaining momentum. But on a personal, at the same time, we were also trying to start a family, and we had been trying for over 10 years and with no luck. But when we knew our daughter was coming, that's when I decided that I wanted to take a break from music altogether and focus on my health and our family life. So I had to let music go, and that was really hard. But at the same time, some of our songs from our album, old album, Open Road, were still being played on some of the internet radio streams. And that's how Fred Cannon from Creative and Dreams Network discovered me. They had saw a lot of value in the songs from the previous album, and together we had decided to reproduce some of those songs, which led to a wonderful new sound that took us from alt country to adult contemporary genre. And the album, along with the new single Beacon of Light, was just released this past summer in the USA, Canada, and Europe. And so now a whole new group of people can get the pleasure of hearing our songs for the first time. And so literally, this has been a second chance for me, and that's why the album is called Second Chance. And I'm just so thrilled to have the opportunity like this, and to have the team at Creative and Dreams with me and working with me. So feeling very grateful.